This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Long time ago, there was a young lady that wanted to get away from it all. She left behind the big city where she was a practicing Second Amendment attorney, and she decided to become an antique dealer. And then COVID-19 happened, which, same as cold and flu season. But where she had set up her, I still haven't visited it yet, but I'm sure it's very picturesque. She found out that as a mayor, she had a Napoleonic little man complex kind of guy. So she has to had to pick up and become the barrister yet again. Joining us again is Paloma Capanna. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I know that you've been doing some studying.
I have been.
Yep.
As evidenced by the little bit of notes that I sent to you and yep. The slew of papers with multicolored tabs and highlights and sticky notes all over my desk.
Right. So you have. Let's give this whole segment. Let's talk about the title of this. This is going to be. We're going to be talking about progressive women.
Granddaughters. No, it's not progressive women.
Oh,
this
okay.
is really granddaughters gone astray. I'm dubbing it Gaga politics. Rich girls dabbling in Marxist-Leninist activities with extremely serious consequences, and some of them are actually facing federal felony charges. So, you know, I'm trying to put a light spin on it because I want to attract people's attention, but the consequences in the current American dynamic are incredibly serious.
So, give us an example. Can we call these ladies Gaga girls?
I think so.
Okay. Give me an example of a Gaga girl.
So, let's start with Urooj Rahman. And let me just spell that quick in case somebody wants to Google it. U-R-O-O-J, her first name, Rahman, R-A-H-M-A-N. 31 years old, from New York City. And on May 30th, in the Fort Greene neighborhood of Brooklyn, she decided to pitch a homemade Molotov cocktail into an NYPD patrol car.
Hmm.
In the car in which she was traveling, there were more supplies for more Molotov cocktails, and she also evidenced an intent to distribute Molotov cocktails to other protesters, including exiting her vehicle and making attempted distribution. She's caught on security camera. There are eyewitnesses who have provided affidavits to the FBI, so I've reviewed not only footage, I've also reviewed as many of the pleadings, legal papers, and transcripts of the bail hearing as I can get my hand on. And just in case your listeners are wondering, yes, 25 years in state and federal courtrooms for me. So, you know, this is a little bit of a spin when you hear that Urooj Rahman is actually admitted as an attorney in the state of New York. Now, the catch here, and I really, this is just a great opportunity to talk to listeners about how we know that news is no longer news. I can't find a single article where a single reporter has actually looked up, is she an attorney in New York, and if so, when was she admitted? Instead, the news media on both sides has wrongfully been depicting her as a human rights attorney. So let's try to correct. Who is Ms. Aruj Rahman?
Can I ask you a question about Aruj right quick? Was she one of the ones that got turned around in the Nobel thing, and they actually had to go back and pick her and somebody else up and put them back?
No. Federal DOJ picked her up. Fortunately, we have two federal prosecutors pursuing things. The original bail was set at $250,000 with house arrest and an ankle bracelet. It was appealed to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals immediately. Bail was revoked, and she is in federal prison awaiting hearing. So, yes, there are still some federal prosecutors doing their job. Yes. So who is she, though? At 31 years old, she was just admitted to practice 1 year ago. 1 year. So your typical path is that by age 32, you're a partner at a law firm.
Right.
So you might imagine that seeing at age 31, she's only admitted a year ago. Anyone can look up, by the way, a New York attorney at the Office of Court Administration website. All 50 states have attorney registration websites. It turns out that in the meantime, in between law school and being admitted to the bar, she's been off both in Istanbul, Turkey, and in Cairo, Egypt, where she has been presenting herself as providing legal services. She's even been signing blogs and newspaper articles as being a lawyer. I can find no evidence of her being admitted to any other state or country. And so here we have someone who already was in the process of committing a crime, because in New York, it's actually a violation of penal law to hold yourself out as an attorney when you are not licensed to be an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just basics on Google, folks. You know, we really have to look at how is the media presenting people. So here we have a woman, so start with the whole American dynamic around women don't commit crimes unless they're that kind of woman, right? But this is a lawyer, so they want to present her as, oh, yeah, right? She's one of the good girls. She's one of the heroes, human rights attorney. But who is it that shows up at her bail hearing? A woman from Philadelphia, also a lawyer, says she's her best friend. Now, this woman is Salma Rizvi. She works at Ropes and Gray, super prestigious old American law firm. So who is Salma Rizvi, earning $225,000 a year according to her bail bond hearing testimony that she tells the judge? Somebody who actually has worked for Al Haq. Please let the bells and whistles be going off in your heads. If you are listening to Lock and Road Radio and you're a Second Amendment supporter, you need to know these buzzwords. January 2020, our President Trump finally got Al Haq actually to be declared a foreign terrorist organization. So it didn't take me more than, call it my first half hour of just research and looking at papers, to make immediate connections. Then you start looking at their bios, then you start going back into their credentials, and you find out, you know, that these women have taken scholarships from the Islamic American Foreign Relations Council, and, you know, the story gets deeper. So, you know, Bill, I'm feeling like, does it take a woman to actually look at these women and call it for who they are? These women are terrorists on U.S. soil, parading in positions of authority, with high levels of education, some of them with licenses.
Let me get you to hold up right there. Let's discuss that question when we get back. Yep.
Absolutely.
Fascinating topic. When she sent me the text about it, I was like, I got to wait this late to hear about this. But what's the name of the antique shop that we hope opens up pretty soon, reopens?
Downton Antiques.
Downton Antiques in Beaufort, North Carolina. We'll find out here in a minute how Beaufort is doing. My guest is Paloma Cabana, and this is Lock and Load.
I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, antique dealer, attorney at law. Hopefully she gets to go back to being an antique dealer. Are you going to do that?
You know, since mid-March, I think all I've been doing is research, and this most recent round of these Gaga girls in politics really is feeding into a passion that I've had for the past several decades, which was the women of 1905 to 1910, so just before the U.S. passed its Espionage Act, and these society women in New York City, a number of whom were daughters of lawyers and judges and, you know, leading businessmen of the day, were running around playing socialist communist hostess with, you know, teacups and cookies and getting themselves arrested. And more than 500 Americans actually got convicted at that point, including a fair number of women. And, you know, I have to feel like we're seeing that resurface. And if we psychobabble it into, well, those women in the early 1900s were throwing off their oppressive capitalist fathers, it's clear that the current women that I am studying and looking at are avowedly anti-feminist. You know, we're talking in the media a lot at the moment about anti-police department, whether we're talking about Seattle or Minneapolis, and we're talking about Lisa Bender, or we're talking about Kashmana Sawant, right? We're talking about women who want to defund and dismantle police departments. But when you really get into what they're talking about, there's a pretty high level of hatred for the women who have gone before the last 100 years. It's an interesting sort of a spin on, okay, does that mean that they're all going to grow up at some point soon? If you throw away your father and you throw away your mother, do we finally get to see mature members of a participatory democracy emerge? It's a little bit my sarcastic question based on the seriousness with which they are approaching things at the moment and their apparent disregard for any downstream consequences. I mean, if we look at Teresa Mosquada, another member of the Seattle City Council, you know, this is a city council member who, by the way, is making a base salary of $120,000 a year. So lots of money with which to be politically frivolous.
Just to be on the city council.
That is correct, including full benefits.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. And this is a woman who stood next to a man with a bullhorn, and he gave the instructions to the Seattle Police Department to put their service revolvers under their chin and do us a favor and pull the trigger so that we don't have to come after you to finish the job. And she then stands and turns and takes the microphone and says, quote, "The anger you hear is justified."
Yeah, I know.
What do you say to that, Bill?
Yeah, well, right? I mean, well, see, Seattle, I watched a thing about Seattle the other day about, it was a documentary, I think, some local news company did about Seattle, and I believe Seattle is beyond redemption. I think they're going to, they are the prototypical, stereotypical blue city. And when you told me her salary, I was just, the first thing that struck me was, see, in South Carolina, a member of the South Carolina State General Assembly, high pay for a member of the General Assembly is about $12,000. Nobody serving in our government in South Carolina making any money to speak of.
Well, and that's why, for me, these Gaga girls are a bit of a fraud, right? When you look into their backgrounds, they come from families that are financially secure.
Right.
Let's take Kashmana Sawant again, Seattle City Council member. I went through her net worth disclosure statement. She's living in an $800,000 house with a $100,000 mortgage. She says she has about $500,000 in net worth. Again, she's at $120,000 base salary. But this is the face that you see at the front of a picket line. You know, this is a woman pumping her fist into the air, saying she is surprised and radicalized by inequality and poverty in the United States. Now, this is a 46-year-old woman who immigrated to America from Mumbai, India, took her PhD at North Carolina State University, and she has accomplished success. And what is she doing with her success? She's play acting. right? She is taking steps that will have very serious downstream consequences for other people who don't have money and who don't have options. And she doesn't care. I mean, this is a woman who looked at the 19-year-old black youth who died in this free zone, right, weekend of June 20, and she blames it on President Trump, the national troops, the corporate media, the mayor of Seattle, the Seattle Police Department, and tells people that we are forming a self-defense committee in the zone and we are getting prepared to defend against the forces of the state.
Good luck with that one. You know, one thing I want to, you're talking about the mayor, Summer of Love Durkin there. The traditional leftist politician, they're not cutting, this new breed coming up is going after them nearly as actively as they're going against conservatives, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, uniformly across all the women I'm studying, and we haven't even gotten to Sarah Parsak yet.
Yeah.
They speak as anti-Obama political activists, right? They essentially say that the Obama presidency was their tipping point, that when he failed to achieve a progressive agenda, that's when they knew they had to take action. So how ironic is this, right? I'm looking at women from Pakistan, from India, Caucasian women, women of color. I'm looking at this whole rainbow of women, and they're pointing at President Obama, who you would think would be the apex of accomplishment.
Right.
And then we could get into a really cool, deep discussion about the politics of things like enhanced interrogation techniques, Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
We could have that conversation. We could move in great and maturing political ways away from some of what happened reactionary post 9/11. Instead, what do they want to do? Destabilize and make us militarized.
Let's talk about that on the other side when we get back. Ilona Cabana is an unwilling attorney that practices out of an antique shop. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A two-day record surge in coronavirus cases is prompting several states to reclose businesses. The governors of Florida and Texas both ordered bars in their states to shut down because of a surge of infections. More than 39,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Thursday. Texas reported nearly 6,000 alone. CDC Director Robert Redfield says Americans must embrace social distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
To stay 6 feet apart from each other as much as possible, to wear face coverings when we're in public, and to practice vigorous hand hygiene. I also want to appeal to the millennials and those that are under 40. It's really important that this group really commit themselves to these practices to protect those at risk.
This is USA Radio News. Springfield police in Illinois are confirming at least one person was shot inside a warehouse today. The suspect fled and police are searching for him.
We're still searching for a suspect. It's doubtful the suspect's still at the scene, but we are acting as if. So that's all I have right now.
Springfield Police Commander Brian Oakes says the Bun-O-Matic facility is very large and will take some time to fully search. Employees have been evacuated. Police are urging residents to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Air travelers who refuse to wear face masks on planes to protect passengers and crew from COVID-19 are not only being stopped from flying now, but may also be banned from flying commercially in the future. Delta's CEO saying customers who choose to not comply with this or any other safety requirement risk losing their future flight privileges. Last week, American Airlines blocked a traveler from flying into New York after he refused to wear a mask. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
There are just too many times people
coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Paloma Cabana. She has been doing some research into what I call Gaga girls, just based upon her description of these wolves in sheep's clothing, perhaps. Do they parade themselves? Are they trying to look as like pseudo feminists, or what are they trying to do here? Or are they trying to do anything? Do they care?
Well, they do like the camera. They do smile for the camera. And what I've been telling people lately is beware any woman under 50 who smiles at you. Because they're in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And as I said, you know, they're in positions of authority and they're smooth talkers and they're used to being in front of the camera. They have PhDs and master's degrees. And the woman, Sarah Parsak, currently in Birmingham, Alabama, originally from Maine, got her graduate degree at Trinity College in England, right? But she was kind enough to go on Twitter and lay out a 15-step process on how to properly pull down a statue.
I saw that.
You know, you have to wonder about Sarah on a whole different kind of level, because this is a woman who has access to NASA satellites. She uses it, allegedly, for her work mapping looting patterns. So this is a woman who obsesses over the ruins, both above and below ground, of places that have been looted to the point of total destruction. And now she's providing tutorials for the general public. And the day that she did that, folks in Birmingham took down a statue. So, you know, you really have to ask yourself, what's gotten into the Kool-Aid that we're looking at a group of women behaving this way and behaving badly? Because they're in positions that they could effectively bring about strong social change through existing government, non-government organizations, charitable organizations by writing a check, right? Now, Ms. DeWant over in Seattle, I should point out, claims she's taken a pledge to donate a certain amount of her salary to charity. But her husband is apparently the charity. So he works for an organization that, once again, the news is reporting this organization, 15 now, about a $15 minimum wage. It's not registered with the IRS. Basic fact checking. If you are from a newspaper or a TV show and you are listening to Lock and Load to learn from the master Bill Frady, could you please start your research with the basics? It's not registered with the IRS. It doesn't even have a working website. So there's no Form 990. We know nothing about it. And it's her husband. So, you know, again, I'm back to fraud, political fraud, in terms of trying to be smooth and cute, you know, to the public and say, oh, come along with me and let's light the world on fire, while those folks are going to jail and these women are just going home to posh houses, big salaries, and putting their, you know, Manolo Blahnik high-heeled shoes up on their ottomans. Poor Bill, you don't even know what to say to Manolo Blahnik's shoes, do you?
No, I don't. I've heard of them. I don't know. But they look actually quite...
stiletto heels. Designer stiletto heels with a big price tag.
I knew about the price tag part of it. I did not know the design of it. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of the, you know, on Instagram, all the flexors will be talking about their, and I don't even know how to pronounce
That's
it.
Right.
It's not a pair of shoes I'm going to be buying.
I can't wait till you and I could someday do a show together in studio.
Yeah.
Right? Because it would really be fun to be able to see your facial expression on some things.
Well, I got something for you because as soon as I figure out the audio part of it, because I've started streaming the show when I don't have a guest on Facebook. And I have it set up to where I could take a Skype call. But I'm going to start streaming the show, a Skype call with video. So you would be popping in, and I would be I would already be there, and it's all through the miracle of the interwebs that we're able to do this. But I'm going to be.
Then I can finally spend the money on a good vintage microphone, right? That would be justification to do that.
There you go. A nice and you could list it as inventory.
Yes, I can.
At the antique shop. I mean, there's plenty of microphones out there you could get. I'm not going to make a recommendation. I know that you've had media experience before, but yeah, there's a way you could watch that. That would be a, I don't know what my expression was just now, just listening to the way you belt out some of this stuff. So with these ladies, would we look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the posse?
Yeah.
Are they part of this?
You know, suspiciously quiet the last few weeks, which, if you will, leads me to put together sort of my own, how is this dynamic working? We've got the squad in Congress. Pelosi, let me say that more politely, really. I normally speak with more precision. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not long in her position. Unfortunately, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez won her primary just this week. So we're going to be seeing her again for another term. You know, my fear is that she's building a pretty strong coalition in the House of women willing to wear white dresses to some of these things like the State of the Union. God forbid she becomes Speaker of the House.
Cortez?
Because, yeah.
I'm going to take before that happens, we'll be seeing each other. I'll be like, that's a nice, off a nice gun you got there, Paloma. You'll be like, yep, let's go use it. We're going to have to go out there. It's time for the revolution. That's the, No.
Fortunately, we still have some folks who are operating well, including Judge Lynch at the Second Circuit. You know, it's interesting, when he revoked bail for Aruj Raman, he actually likened her activities and harkened it back to the 60s to the Weather Underground radicals.
Right.
And I honestly had to do a little bit of refresher research. I know the Environmental Liberation Front, ELF, a little bit better than Weather Underground. But when I looked back at their list of bombings, I mean, it was substantial, right? Department of State, the Capitol Building, the Pentagon, the California Attorney General's Office, NYPD. But then I got myself also into some FBI files, and I thought there was at least one sentence that really struck me as almost summing it up. And the FBI was communication between agents, and the directive was look for one who puts on a display of police department hatred of their commitment to the cause of imperialist oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, see, this is puts on a display. This is pretty much what I'm talking about. And I guess it's that 50-year cycle, right, of things coming back up again. But this time around, I think that watching how many people have taken to the street under a banner of Black Lives Matter without even reading their website.
I tell you what.
We're
going into the break. I want to hear about this when we get back. I'm talking to attorney at law Paloma Cabana. This is Lock and Load.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She has discovered a heretofore unknown part of the species, the Gaga Girl.
Yeah, so we're talking about radical women parading as political activists.
Right.
For me, right, and I'm 53 years old, and I've been an activist my whole life. I've run for the House. I've run for the New York State Senate. I've worked on poverty-related issues my entire legal career. So none of this is foreign territory for me, except for the fact that I've never seen these women before, right? They have not been out there doing the sweat equity work. So when they come out with statements that the police is the second level of rape for a woman who's been raped and calls 911, I lost my moment of silence this past week when it went to that level.
Yeah.
Because it's simply not correct. I mean, year over year for the last 25 years, domestic violence and sexual assault, getting women elected as district attorneys, having police officers go through sensitivity training. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the chief of police in Atlanta, who resigned, was a woman.
Yep.
So it's not that we are not in positions that we have achieved through education and hard work, right, and putting in our time. So, when you tell me things like looting is healthy, Governor Cuomo, or Bernie Sanders, right, the looting of America has been going on for over 40 years, and the culprits are the ultra-rich. Bernie, I've read your financial disclosure statement. That's fraud.
Yeah, Bernie.
That's
Bernie's,
fraud.
Yeah, Bernie's part of that. Bernie's part of that percentile that he likes to bash.
But how do you do that, right? Maybe when you're in your 20s yourself and you've got your first apartment and you're out door-to-door for NYPERG or Save the Seal or whatever your cause is, right? And you're saying, no, mom and dad, I'm going to make it on my own. Okay. perhaps at that minute, regardless of your background, you've got some affinity for what it is to be living paycheck to paycheck, but you still got a safety net.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm looking for somebody who's willing to say, no, we need to restore law and order. And if you want to talk about, for example, making police officers more of a profession like law or medicine, where the review process is open to the public, let's go ahead and have that conversation, right? That
right.
may be indeed a way to flush out some of your bullies or bad actors, as with any profession, right? Because it's not that the law doesn't have it. There are lawyers who lose their license. It's not that the profession of medicine doesn't have it. There's doctors who lose their license too, right? But there is an accountability. And so let's have that conversation if it would be more mature, essentially, of us as a nation to get to that point.
Right.
You want to move on from Confederate statues? Listen, I'm a huge supporter of public art, including art that lots of people don't even like Alexander Calder, right? So if you want to say, clear out this space and let's put in a public art installation, that's fine with me, right, truly. But you're going to start pulling down every statue, even if it's a Union general, while you're talking about slavery. I'm sending you back to, like, fourth grade, and you're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Because you apparently missed it the first time.
The thing is, they're pulling down statues of Democrats. And they're pulling down statues of people that fought and commanded people. I mean, how many white people died in the emancipation fight during the Civil War? How many white people died for that fight on the Union side?
And it's not to say that we still don't have to make progress. But it is this. Your male listeners and you may not be thrilled with my analysis.
Oh, no.
In the minute before COVID-19, where were we? We were at hashtag MeToo and the conviction of Harvey Weinstein. That was a pretty high minute for the following reason. Women talking to each other, essentially saying, look, feminists of the 70s, so our mothers, the Hillary Clintons, the Barbara Feinsteins, the Carolyn Maloneys, sold us out. If we had a complaint, they didn't want to hear it. We were their daughters. We were supposed to go to work.
Right.
That was the deal. Get the education, get the work, get the paycheck, and you're going to be safe, and I don't want to hear that you weren't. The granddaughters of the feminists, however, have been treated like golden children. And they've completely missed all the work that women in their 50s and their 60s did in the meantime between the two generations.
Right.
So with Me Too, there was an opportunity for women to say to each other, friend to friend, and I had several friends I didn't know had experienced sexual assault, not reported, not prosecuted. And yes, how do we move on? How do we have that conversation? This was a crowning moment in progress for the future. Why? Because it means that we're coming to a place where all of us, fathers and mothers, can talk to our children and say, these are appropriate boundaries. If something happens, come to me. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to believe you. We're going to find a way to work on this together. So we really don't need all the riots of the last several weeks. What you're saying is you don't feel valid with the police department. Let's have that conversation because we just did it. And we just, for the last 25 years, made wonderful progress. You may not get it overnight, but I am telling you, it's night and day of when I started practicing law to today. And the same thing can be achieved through nonviolent means if we get in the room and sit at the table together and work on the issue slowly and systematically over time. Did I lose you?
I want to ask you a question here.
Yes.
Here's the thing. They're coming at us
mm-hmm.
quite violently.
Yes.
And, I mean, in the past, it's always been a little more civil as we try to effect this change. When they decide to go violent,
yeah.
For me, that's when they lose me. That's when they lose me as far as me wanting to sit back and actually have a chat with them. And, you know, I'm getting old. I'm 59 years old now. And I used to wear a bunch of stuff that they didn't ever want to see somebody coming at them with. And I'm actually considering that I'm going to have to do it again. If that's what it comes to. So we're going to see, I guess. But, you know, on the other hand, I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I find it fascinating what you have uncovered. Who else have you talked with us about?
Bill Robinson, who is on the Second Amendment radio show out of upstate New York on WYSL. I think he's Bob Savage and that crew, right, in upstate. You know, but it's not being discussed. And I will tell you from the conversations I've had in the past week with a number of other women, they're afraid to say anything, even on Facebook, even in comments with their friends. You know, social media now is like an ambush zone. Very few people even are wanting to say something. I've never been at a loss myself for saying things, I think because my entire career have been threatened, right, by primary aggressors and the other side and even attorneys. And once threatened with contempt by a judge, I was probably a little more passionate for my client as a young attorney than he would have preferred, but...
We're going to have to revisit this. We're going to have to revisit this because I'm running out of town. And we will do it again. We'll do it again. And maybe we'll do it where we can see each other. I just got to figure out one little itty-bitty piece of audio. Thank you for joining me.
And speak up, everybody. Please do. Please don't be cowed into silence. We're not going to get through this if we allow rioters and looters to win the day. They're not activists.
Excellent last words. Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.